And now Joe throws Brian under the bus.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm in some real hot water right now with the IRS. No. All
right. What's going on? Is everything okay?
Well, it turns out I didn't file my taxes correctly in 2009. Uh-huh. And now they're imposing these freaking ridiculous penalties on me this year. And I can't afford to pay them. I don't know what to do, man. I think I'm just going to keep dodging them.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough situation, but just always remember that there's always extensions, and people are forgiving as long as you just, you know, give them notice and make sure you... Oh, my sternum! Take that! Throw me under the bus! Fuck you!
www.HollywoodGyros.com.
It's Hollywood Gyros with Joe in the Jungle. Episode 4, Joe and Brian in Space.
Part 2, last time on Joe and Brian in Space.
I've been hit! I'm making a crash landing in the hangar.
Oh my God, this ship landed on me.
Brian!
Hey, oh, not Brian, but my name's Dak. Dak Nads.
Get on the stupid shuttle!
Tonight, you die in the ring, Brian Edwards!
You don't scare me, human cyclorg!
Deborah! My wife Deborah will watch you into the match.
Oh, God, I've never experienced anything like that before.
It's the human cyclorg and Brian Edwards!
Jack Nance, listen! They're talking about Brian! He's gonna be at the IWF! We're going straight to the Masterdome, Dak Nads! Brian, I'm coming to save you!
We join Joe and Dak Nads aboard Joe's monster truck spaceship en route to the Masterdome, where Brian will fight the dreaded Human Cyclorg for the Intergalactic Wrestling Federation Championship. And his life.
Space!
Stardate 6-8-7-64-832. Brian Edwards was not at the prison base. We are en route to the Intergalactic Wrestling Federation, where he's about to battle the Human Cyclorg for his life.
You know, the thing about spaceships is that, this is a spacecraft.
The Wrestling Federation is a gladiator battleground here, Cyclor.
It's been so long since I've had something to drink, and, I appreciate you helping me out.
Please, no talking. No talking during the star log. We are about to set our hyperwarp coordinates towards the next area of the planet.
About being chained up in a cyborg dungeon is?
I'm star logging. Please, quiet.
Around your wrists.
Cyclorg 7.
And the spiders. I have seen so many spiders and spider webs. In each of these different chambers and in different cells, but I don't like them. I mean, I like their webbing.
Shut up!
You know,
shut up!
Spent hours
okay, shut up!
How they
no talking during star logging.
Heavy
so, casualties in our monkey fleet. Oh God!
At one point, it was me and a bunch of these other chaps just hanging out. Some of them
I don't
were crying,
care.
And wailing.
I don't care.
You have to kind of
I don't
look
care.
At the opportunities.
God!
Well, not the opportunities, but you have to, like, look at your circumstances as an opportunity. Yeah, it's dark. And it's cold.
Now approaching
but take this
destination.
Alone time, that's what I told myself.
Landing gear deployed. Here. Welcome to Cyclorg 7.
Thank God!
And now, a commercial break. Next week. On the season finale of Two and a Half Cyclorgs, Dak Nads accidentally spills laundry detergent on Billy, giving him Tourette's.
You know, the funny thing about laundry detergent is...
Oh no, you spilled laundry detergent on my processor! I just...
Fuck! Fuck! Fuck!
How will this affect Dak's run for Congress?
No, I'm not Brian Edwards. I have a cool jacket. I've got buckles. And I have one heck of a cool jacket spin.
How will this affect the rest of the roommates?
I don't like this! I don't like this!
I don't know how to break this to my family! My mom, would you
fuck? Fuck!
Please help me, Dick!
Fuck! Fuck! Fucking fuck!
Find out next week
on UPN 9000.
What the f***? I just landed in the Cyclorg 7 from the United States of America. And I tell you what, IWF, this Sunday, Jackknife Jones is bringing two things. His and his
this Sunday, before the main event between the Human Cyclorg and Brian Edwards, tune in to the Transdimensional Championship between Jackknife Jones and Machine Manny.
I'm coming to Cyclorg 7 to f*** me some robots in the Hey, let me tell you mother something. This Sunday, IWF, Jackknife Jones is coming. And he's coming in some robot So bring your kids, bring your grandfather, and bring your grandmother. Because I'm a grandmother.
It's man versus machine, Manny.
Machine Manny will destroy and then siesta.
IWF.
Hey, I'll tell you what. This Sunday, IWF, Jackknife Jones is coming with his and he is coming for you, Machine Manny. You even speak English, mother Jackknife Jones.
This Sunday at the Masterdome. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Sunday.
You've seen him rip bolts out of a monster's mouth. You've seen him tackle the pigeon people of Cyclone 4. Now Machine Manny takes on an American! Machine Manny, Jackknife Jones! This Sunday, IWF!
Buenos Aires, it's Machine Manny!
Machine Manny, Jackknife Jones! The Transdimensional Championship! Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah!
I will 0-0-1-1-1-0 all over his face!
Ooh, matches like this come once a year, so get ready and get hard! Get hard! Because you're only gonna see this once! Alright? Listen! Shut up and listen! This match is only once! And then it's over! Machine Manny, Jackknife Jones, Sunday at the Masterdome!
This Sunday, IWF, Machine Manny!
Yeah!
IWF!
Flax Napoli here. We're talking sports. We're talking IWF. We're talking Brian Edwards versus the Human Cyclorg. Now, it's a no-brainer tonight, okay? Brian Edwards never had a match in his life. Human Cyclorg, on the other hand, 138-0. Do I even need to comment on this further? Brian Edwards doesn't stand a chance. That's what it is. Vegas has it in the books. They got the Human Cyclorg going 10-1 on this. We're talking New York sports.
And welcome to Cyclorg 7 and the Mastrodome, where we have one Intergalactic Wrestling Federation Championship match between the Human Cyclorg and puny human Brian Edwards. Looks like it's going to be a good match. I am Plit McJimmy, as always, my color man in the booth with me, Duth Blipton. Duth, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, this is just a really odd match. There's really no way Brian can really have a fair shot at this.
Oh, right you are, Duth. All right, let's go down to ringside now with Tammy, who's going to be doing the ringside announcements.
Thanks, Blip. I'm standing here at ringside with the humans.
It appears Tammy's been eaten by the Human Cyclorg.
Oh, unfortunate for her. She just received her bonus this year.
So, ready to wrestle? Prepare to meet your doom, Brian Edwards. The end is now!
God, why are you doing this to me, God? God damn you, God! Damn you to hell, God!
Deck Nads!
I can't believe how big of an event this is.
Look, there's Brian! Brian!
Because I know that
he can't hear us. We gotta get in close. What are we gonna do?
A horse.
Deck Nads, this is your moment. This is your chance to be someone and shine on the center stage. And my last chance to get rid of you. Get up there and help Brian! Be a hero, you skank!
Ladies and gentlemen, before the match, we'd like to take this time to recognize the servicemen and women in attendance tonight who are defending our planet against the monkey terrorists.
Where's my free popcorn? Where's my free fucking popcorn? They told me I'd get free popcorn if I came to this goddamn match. This is bullshit. I'll tell you, I've seen some shit before. Fuck you, Jerry. Fuck you, you don't know what you're doing. I didn't know why you came to this match. Yeah, take that, mother...
Okay, and there is the bell. And okay. Brian Edwards cowering in fear in his corner. And wait a minute, coming down the aisle, a man in a bright red jacket with cufflinks and buckles. Appears to be Deck Nads.
I gotta tell you, this is really unexpected, but a crowd favorite is not Deck Nads.
Right you are, Duke Deck Nads, as we all know, is the reigning television star for the very popular TV program Two and a Half Cyclones on UPN 9000.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, the crowd is throwing peanuts like nothing before.
Go, Deck Nads! Run like the wind!
Oh, Joe Riley coming to stop me? Here, I see you brought... You brought Deck Nads?
Hey, you! Yeah, you, big guy. Hey, you know what? You don't scare me one bit. And if you think you're going after Brian Edwards, you've got another thing coming at you. No, you got two things coming at you. Deck Nads.
He's in the ring now, facing the human cyclone. He appears to be doing a lot more talking than one should in a wrestling match.
And the human Cyclork is just staring in disbelief. He has no idea what to do, Blake.
Oh, man, I wouldn't want to be the human Cyclork right now. He's getting an earload from Dak.
Now, look, I know I'm coming across a bit passionate, a little intense, and I don't mean to be someone who's... I don't mean to be so forthright and so mean, and I apologize for any words I'm using that are offensive. But gosh darn it, leave Brian Edwards alone, man. What do you have against Brian Edwards? It's not right. Maybe he has a cool jacket.
Shut the fuck up!
20 minutes later.
And I gotta tell you, half the crowd has left the building.
Jacket spin, buckle boot, head rush, head rush.
And what the hell is he doing now? What's he doing? Look at what are those moves?
Appears to be his patented jacket spin move. Deck jacket spin.
Flying knee.
Here comes Deck Nads with a jacket spin.
Jacket spin again.
Another jacket spin.
I am draining all your power and taking in all your energy and giving you my intense gaze look.
It's a shame that none of these moves have any effect on the human cyclone, Duke.
And really, the intense gaze does really nothing at all.
Okay, Deck Nads has been dancing around the ring for about 7 minutes now.
Outcome.
7 minutes, the human cyclone gets to be... Oh, Nelly! There goes Nads! Out of the arena and into oblivion! Ladies and gentlemen, Deck Nads has been slapped to the other side of the galaxy.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I could have seen that one coming.
I haven't seen a bitch slap that bad since the Buffalo Baseball Bisons played the Richmond Flying Squirrels in 78.
Yeah, but at least that was Free Hat Ice Cream Day, so that was
you. All right, you are. That's my color man, Duke Clinton, in the booth as always.
That's what I'm talking about, psych! That's what I'm talking about! You bring that all day! This kid with the red jacket can't handle your stuff! Damn, I'm hard!
Alright, we'll continue this broadcast with the IWF right after these messages from your local sponsors.
Hi, my name is Joe Riley, and, please buy my ceramic plates! Joe in the Jungle is selling their ceramic plates now on sale. Buy one, get one for 25 cents off.
this weekend at our new location in downtown Cyclorg 7.
Processing information.
That's right, Robo Brian. We got a new warehouse and we're selling a sale for plates.
This sale is melting my circuit board.
Wow is right. This is the weekend to buy your plates. If you miss out, you don't get the sale. And don't forget about our IWF Wrestling Championship tonight.
IWF? Oh, yeah, Joel, you gotta be kidding me with these deals on these ceramic plates. Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding you, Macho Man Sip Randy. This is a real sale that you can get now.
You're crazy, Joe. You're crazy.
Yes, I am, but shut up, because I'm selling plates this weekend, and you can't miss out.
I heard that your mother made these plates. Oh, yeah.
Yes, she did. My sweet mother, Dolores, made these plates, so they're certified.
Satisfactory.
My mother's okay. She's in a nursing home. They take care of her and give her medicine.
Oh,
but
yeah.
What's important is you get your sale for your plates. So come down to Joe in the Jungle Galactic Plate Warehouse. Downtown the Cyclorg 7! Plates!
And now back to Hollywood Gyros!
We join Joe!
Brian! Oh, I'll save you! I have this ceramic plate from my ceramic plate warehouse!
Give me all you got!
Eat plate, you fuck!
Oh, ceramic? My one weakness! How did you know? Oh, I'm mortally wounded!
Take that!
Oh, I see. So play dirty, huh? Well, how do you like this dirt?
Alright, welcome back to the IWF Championship between the Human Cyclorg and Brian Edwards. Dude, when we broke for commercial, can you tell the fans what just happened here?
Yeah, well, you guys really missed it. A time warp just appeared out of nowhere, right in the middle of the ring. It was phenomenal.
For those of you laymen out there who don't know what a time warp machine is, it's a mechanism that opens a time warp.
Yeah, it's exactly right, Biff. And I gotta say, it's a great Father's Day gift.
Look out! It's a conveniently placed time warp machine! Oh my god, Brian's been sucked into a time warp! I'm coming after you, buddy!
Yeah, it's absolutely correct. That's exactly what Newton was thinking when he wrote that theory, and it only happens once in a while, but it's here in the ring. And oh, Blip, wait a minute, they're falling into the time warp!
I knew a man named Eggman's. He was a real space cowboy.
Fast as a rocket. Ooh yeah. And in the pit of justice, I read the darkness swallow.
Jacket, Dennis got a cool red jacket.
The human Cyclorg stands in the middle of the ring victorious. We're heading down for the celebratory moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a Dr. Walt, the champion of the IWF, the repeat, the continuous champion, the human Cyclorg. Ooh, you can't beat me. Cyclorg, can you give us a little interview here? Expert strategy right there, placing the time warp machine on the side of the wrestling ring. How do you describe that moment?
Oh, you know, it was good. We just all put in 100%, you know, coaches were good.
This guy, we've been training hard for 6 months to get ready for this fight. And let me tell you, this kid here, he's got spunk. He's got some spunk. I'm just a modest man from Philly, but when I met the human Cyclorg for the first time, I knew I had a champion on my hands. And now you're seeing all the rewards of our hard work.
I'd just like to thank God, the seventh god of Best Lord.
All right, we'll be back right after these messages.
And now, a public service announcement.
From Deck Nads!
Hey, kids of the galaxy and the universe. This is Dak Nads coming to you. You know, the guy with the great jacket? You know, when I was a lad, I used to think, you know, sometimes I want to use my imagination and just get out there and to see different things. I mean, that's why I'm such a great artist. That's why I really make colorful paintings, is because, well, you know, I have this great imagination and you can't always do the dank. What you gotta do is do something, like pick up a board game. And I know nobody plays Hungry Hungry Hippos anymore, but that's a very indulgent game. That will get your mind more engaged with the people you're playing with than rolling up a doobie. So again, this is Dak Nads, the official Dak Nads, the only Dak Nads, reminding you, don't do dank, don't do dank.
This has been Dak Nads saying don't do dank.
Sucked into the time warp. Where will they end up? No one can know for sure.
Next week on Hollywood Gyros.
Boys find themselves in the Old West. Hollywood. It's a gunslinging, bar fighting, hootenannying of an episode. You'll see Brian on stage at the Bear Bottom Saloon singing show tunes and showing some leg. You'll see Joe lose it all and then gain it back in a game of poker.
Actually, Newt, they won't be able to see it, being that it's a podcast.
It's Hollywood Gyros in the Old West. Hollywood.
Hollywood Gyros is brought to you by
2.5 Cyclorgs on UPN 9000.
The IWF, the Intergalactic Wrestling Federation. Joe Riley, ceramic plates in space. With special consideration for Deck Nads.
Jackknife Jones.
The songs performed in today's episode were Cry Little Girl. Dak Nads. By Joe in the Jungle.
Eat it!
Special thanks to the Los Angeles Metro Bus Authority. Yeah.
I don't like this! I don't like this!
It's a hand-me-down helmet. It's a little banged up, but I mean, come on, you gotta like the lightning bolt. It's pretty damn cool.
Hollywood Gyros is produced by Brian Edwards and Joe Riley. Recorded in Hollywood, USA.